Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is really a vitally important time for all life evolving on this planet. And the beings of light from the realms of Illumined Truth are stressing to all of us how critical it is for us to stay focused on the light. Even in the face of seeming adversity, it is imperative that we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower the things that we want to manifest in our lives and in the world, and not the things that we don't want or that we're fearful of. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface now to be healed and transmuted into light, we're going to empower those things, which are the very things that we're trying to eliminate and transform on this planet. 2011 has been heralded by the beings of light as the year of rebirth and renewal. So let's join together today and draw forth the light of God with clarity and understanding about what is really happening in this moment. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on the planet. Feel this love creating a grid around the planet of pure divine love, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel yourself being transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we are invoking the most intensified, powerful frequencies of light from the realms of Illumined Truth that the earth is capable of receiving at this time. Feel this light flowing through you and through all humanity, bringing forth the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow, from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity, so that we can move forward during these cosmic moments into the highest divine potential of the unfolding divine plan. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment, so open your heart and mind and be here now. We're in the final stages of preparation for a powerful global activity of light that's going to be taking place in August of this year, next month. Time is flying by, and the I Am presence within every man, woman, and child is raising the vibrations of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. This is a very necessary part of the monumental unfolding divine plan that will take place in August. Now, this is a global event and will affect each and every one of us no matter where we are on the planet. During the week of August 13th through the 18th, the world will experience a monumental influx of our newly created planetary cause of divine love. This unprecedented influx of light is going to be secured in every person's heart flame by his or her I Am presence. This facet of the divine plan will move all life evolving on this planet a quantum leap forward toward our ultimate goal of ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of divine love and unity consciousness. Unfortunately, This acceleration of vibration is causing some physical and sometimes emotional stress, not only for the light workers on the planet, but for many people who are unaware of what is really happening on Earth. During this critical moment in the evolution of this planet, those of us who are aware of the opportunity that's unfolding have a powerful responsibility to assist our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. This includes you and me. We are all one, which means that you and I can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every person on the planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the powerful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on his or her behalf. The universal law is ask and you shall receive, or knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. But remember, we are one with every other person abiding on this planet. There is no separation. And that means that even if a person does not comprehend these universal laws or the urgent need of the hour, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke the I Am presence of that person and the company of heaven for assistance on that person's behalf. We've been told by our Father, Mother, God that it is time for awakening humanity to become our brother and sister's keepers. This is not just a kind thing to do. This is a critical factor in order for the divine plan to succeed. Our intervention is vital if Earth and humanity's ascension up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection is to be God victoriously accomplished. When we invoke the light of God and ask the company of heaven and the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. We can do this any way our heart desires us to do it, but when we join together in one-pointed consciousness, our efforts are amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. To help us join together in one-pointed consciousness, the Company of Heaven has given us very powerful invocations, meditations, and decrees, and we have posted them throughout the years on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. We've printed them through our free monthly newsletters and our free email letters that we send out around the world. But now there's an urgency of the hour, and as we move through these final weeks, we can intensify our efforts by invoking the powerful tools in unison. To make this convenient for everyone, we've produced a set of 2 CDs titled Physical Transformation. And I know that many of you already have these CDs, and the Company of Heaven is asking us to begin using them again to prepare our bodies and the bodies of every man, woman, and child on Earth at a cellular level to withstand more light, the maximum influx of the patterns of divine love that will flow into the planet in August. For those of you who do not have these CDs but would like to assist with this vitally important activity of light, We're offering the CDs on our website at a reduced price to make them more accessible for you. And you can go to our website and check on the in the product section and find these CDs that are called Physical Transformation. And again, our website address is eraofpeace.org. We also have another powerful tool that is designed to help ease the stress in our bodies during these difficult times by raising the vibration and working with our I Am presence. This is a wonderful light elixir, and this powerful light elixir is designed to strengthen your energy field and your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to help at an atomic and cellular level bring more light through your body. This light elixir is also available on our website. The stronger our bodies are when this light flows into the planet in August, the more light we will be able to withstand. That means that the sooner the patterns of divine love, reverence for all life, unity consciousness, and oneness will become a reality on this planet. Now, this exquisite light elixir has been consecrated with the powerful energies from the unprecedented celestial alignments and activities of light that we have been experiencing this summer. All right, so now we need to shift our consciousness into a higher awareness by remembering once again that we are one with all life. Those words, "We are all one," have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one way or another since the beginning of time. They do not express just a lofty platitude or a sweet cliche, even though sometimes our lower human egos have often perceived those words to be those things. Those words profess a profound truth for our reality and our existence. Never, since we were first breathed forth into manifestation from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, as individualized sons and daughters of God, has it been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of the profound truth that we are one with all life. Daily and hourly, we are witnessing myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life that are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. It seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting all kinds of pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on their fellow human beings. The only way that behavior could possibly make sense or be justified in anyone's mind is through their ignorance of the profound truth that they are one with all life. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of that truth. It is self-destructive and it is suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized. During this unprecedented moment of accelerated light on Earth, this problem seems as though it's being exacerbated. And this is occurring for a very specific reason. So let's go within and look at the bigger picture for a moment to get a clearer perspective of what is happening on Earth. Ask your I Am presence to take full command of your conscious mind right here and right now. And allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of your oneness with all life. What we refer to as God is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in any time frame or dimension known or unknown, throughout infinity. What that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation is a cell that is pulsating in the body of God. Knowing that, we can then understand that all life forms pulsating in the body of God are unified into one force field. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects all life. What affects one cell in the body of God affects all of the rest of the cells in the body of God. This is the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changes the dynamics of the whole universe. At any given moment, depending on our top frame of mind, we are either adding to the light of the world or adding to the shadows. How is that for an awesome responsibility? Okay, so why do things seem to be getting worse? That is because the light of God is increasing on earth. Every single day, people are awakening. And at this cosmic moment, there are literally billions of souls on this planet that every single day, in one way or another, turn their attention to a higher power and ask for the intervention of our Father, Mother, God, or a higher power into their life. As the light of God flows into the physical plane, it pierces into the core of purity in every particle of life, and it activates the original divine blueprint that is still pulsating in every electron of life. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, it still has that original divine spark of divinity, which contains the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of its full potential. This is blazing in the core of purity in every particle of life, or that particle of life could not exist. It's just that simple. So what that means is that even in the most depraved or degenerate soul, there still blazes within the divinity of that soul a spark of pure light that contains its full divine potential as a beloved child of God. If that were not the case, that soul could not exist. Likewise, within every negative manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. That means that within every electron manifesting as poverty, still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron manifesting as disease, still pulsates the divine potential of vibrant health. Within every electron manifesting as war, still pulsates the divine potential of eternal peace. And within every electron of hate, still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite love. So as the light of God increases on earth, flowing through every heart flame on the invocation and prayers of humanity, it is activating the immaculate concept of the original divine potential in every part of life. This then begins radiating out that divine potential, which pushes everything, every frequency of energy, vibration, or consciousness that conflicts with that divine potential to the surface to be transmuted and healed. There is no separation. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. But as the negativity is pushed to the surface, we can invoke the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, which is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, and transmute that surfacing negativity back into its divine potential. As these frequencies of negative energy surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. For example, the frequencies that conflict with divine love are hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and many other emotions and thoughts and feelings that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. If we just look at that one aspect of our divine potential, just the divine love within us, and observe the negative effects of the energies that conflict with divine love, we can clearly see what's happening all over the planet at this time. The divine love of God is flowing into the core of purity and pushing everything that conflicts with that divine love to the surface. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life often latch on to these distorted patterns and act them out in their daily lives. Consequently, we're seeing a tremendous increase in hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shootings, drug abuse, neglect, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearances, it looks as if the world has gone amok. That's why this time was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. Now, it is certainly not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for the increased influx of light to take us down the tubes. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening, this would not be occurring. What is occurring at this time is that looking at outer appearances, we can easily see the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing it to the surface. Now, we have all been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment on Earth. And our responsibility as light workers is to daily and hourly invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and project it into the negativity that is surfacing to be healed throughout the world. We then have an obligation to help educate the masses of humanity and to remind people of the oneness of all life, not by getting on our soapboxes, but by teaching, educating, and by modeling the oneness of all life. We must help people understand that when we hate anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves. There is such incredible polarization going on in every facet of life at this moment. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against somebody because of the color of his or her skin, or his or her religion, or their politics, or their nationality, or their culture, or gender, or lifestyle, or economic or social status, it's the same as hating ourselves. We are all cells in the body of God, and we each have our unique gifts and purposes, just as they do in our own bodies. We have a multitude of cells that have very unique and diverse functions in our bodies, all working toward the good of the whole. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I'm a lung cell, so I like all lung cells, but I hate stomach cells and heart cells. Well, of course, the lung cannot survive without the stomach and the heart. All of the cells in the body are needed to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All cells are important, and their diversity is vital and necessary. We are born into various situations because of the lessons we came to Earth to learn and the experiences that we volunteered to go through. Our physical body is merely the car we drive to navigate around in the physical plane. We have probably been every race, every religion, every nationality, every lifestyle and every gender. To say that we hate someone because of the color of their skin is like saying, I like people who drive blue cars, but I hate everyone that drives a green car. That sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? It's not the color of the car that matters. It's the person inside driving the car. We as human beings need each other to survive on this planet. We must recognize that we are all in this together. Instead of functioning out of fear and hatred, we need to learn about each other and revel in the wonder and beauty of our unique diversities. Instead of being fearful and competitive with each other, we need to find our diversities in ways that enhance each other's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, adding to the light of the world. Now it is time for all of us to accept our oneness. We've all heard the Hopi quote, "We are the ones we have been waiting for." Never in recorded history has that statement meant more or been more accurate than during this cosmic moment. This is a critical time in the evolution of this planet. And we are witnessing the most intensified cleansing process humanity has ever experienced. As we lift up in consciousness, we've all recognized and heard the statements, you cannot pour new wine into old bottles, lest the new wine becomes contaminated. That is a powerful metaphor for what is occurring on Earth at this moment. In order for our new planetary cause of divine love to be physically manifest on Earth, we must first transmute all of the human miscreations that conflict with divine love. That's what's happening now. Everything that conflicts with oneness and divine love is being pushed to the surface. According to the Company of Heaven, 2011 is an auspicious year that is moving the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love beyond anything we've ever experienced. Myriad activities of light are occurring this year that are divinely designed to prepare every particle of life on Earth to withstand this increased frequency of divine love that's going to be anchored in the planet during the week of August 13th through the 18th. This will flow through every heart flame, being secured within the divinity of each heart through the I Am presence of each person, and it will reflect through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every human being at an atomic cellular level. This is true whether people are aware of it or not, or whether they consciously participate in this activity. But those of us who are aware of it on a conscious level have a greater responsibility to be that open door. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven want this influx of divine love to assist humanity in ways that will only enhance our earthly experience, not wreak havoc in our lives. This purging process is a critical step in our ascension process, and it is preparing humanity at a cellular level for the unprecedented light that will flow into the planet in August and will expand throughout the remainder of 2011 and throughout 2012. 2011 is being heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal by the Company of Heaven. This is being brought to fruition through the unified efforts of humanity and all of the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. This means that you and I, and every other awakened person on the planet, have the responsibility of being the open door for this influx of divine love. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various activities of light that we are being called to participate in by our I Am presence. So listen to your heart respond to the heart call, and be cognizant of the opportunities that are being brought into your sphere of awareness. Humanity is being provided with opportunities beyond anything we've ever experienced. This truth is resonating in every heart flame, and people everywhere are beginning to sense the magnitude of the hour. People in every walk of life are awakening, and they are beginning to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. We have all been preparing for eons of time to fulfill our unique facets of this divine plan. Now our I Am presence is calling us to our highest service ever. If you are networking on the internet or communicating with people around the world, you know that there are all kinds of reports of cataclysmic earth changes that are being predicted. These reports are coming from every conceivable source, including some ancient indigenous cultures, as well as some scientific forecasts. This revived interest in dramatic earth changes is not occurring by chance. In fact, a cataclysmic purging is exactly what was expected to occur in the original divine plan after the shift of the ages. That type of cleansing, where millions of people would lose their lives, was thought to be a necessary factor in creating the environment for Earth's ascension, so that the old Earth could pass away as the new Earth moved forward into the light. Now people are tuning in to those old obsolete predictions and reporting them as though they are still destined to occur. The beings of light have clearly stated and want us to realize as we lift up in consciousness that that is no longer the case. Everything has changed. Those old predictions are no longer viable, and the cataclysmic earth changes are no longer necessary. Now there is a powerful contingency plan in place that was co-created over the past 30 years by lightworkers around the world who are working in unison with the Company of Heaven. The old earth is not going to pass away. Because of miraculous activities of light over the past 30 years, the two Earths have now become one. And every person, through their God Self, has made the conscious choice to move forward in the light, even if they aren't reflecting that on a conscious level in the physical plane. Their I Am presence has accepted that new acceptance and reality. And every person evolving on this planet has made the conscious choice through his or her I Am presence to do whatever is necessary in order to clear their karmic liabilities and ascend into the fifth dimension. The beings of light have said that this is a miracle beyond our comprehension, but it is a profound truth that has been revealed to humanity by the Company of Heaven. Since the monumental influx of divine consciousness that took place during the activity of light that was referred to as harmonic convergence in November of 2003, humanity's I Am presence now has greater access to our heart and mind. This glorious aspect of our own divinity can now work through us in previously unknown ways as we volunteer to assist in the healing process that is now unfolding on Earth. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, so it is vital that lightworkers join together to transmute the negative predictions of destruction and death that are being buffeted about through the media and on the internet. People who are reporting these cataclysmic events, no matter how sincere they are tapping into obsolete etheric records that no longer serve the highest good for this planet. The underlying intent is sometimes to keep humanity so paralyzed by fear that we will not be able to assimilate and integrate our new planetary cause of divine love oneness, and reverence for all life. The earth is a living, breathing organism, and she is going to cleanse and purge herself of the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her. The important thing for all of us to understand is that this cleansing can be done through light and the influx of divine love rather than through destructive earth changes. This is where the light workers come into the picture. We are now being called to a new level of divine service. During the time between the December 21st, 2010 solstice and the full moon lunar eclipse that took place on that day, and the new moon solar eclipse on January 4th, 2011, hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world joined heart flames with the company of heaven and created a new planetary cause of divine love in the realms of cause. This powerful influx of light is now blazing through the heart flames of embodied light workers, and it is gradually piercing into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy on Earth. So once again, everything that conflicts with divine love is now being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace to be healed and transmuted back into light. This is causing a great deal of stress in the body of Mother Earth, which needs to be addressed by you and me and every conscious person around the world. At this very moment, radical, revolutionary, overnight change is more possible than ever before. Humanity's collective shift into a consciousness of divine love, oneness, unity consciousness, and reverence for all life is now not only viable, but a very real and tangible possibility. Miraculous changes are daily and hourly taking place within every man, woman, and child as we each, with clear intent, focus on our personal and planetary transfiguration, rebirth, and renewal. When we do this, our victory will be assured. With the accelerated influx of God's divine love, humanity's spiritual brain centers are being activated. This includes our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brain. As divine love filters into our outer minds, our I Am presence is releasing to us new visions of possibility, which include the oneness of life, peace, abundance, and freedom, which are attainable realities. And reverence for life is now reflecting through our hearts and minds as the order of the new day. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation, the full divine momentum of God's violet flame of infinite perfection, for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another vitally important facet of the divine plan. So please go within to the divinity of your heart and kneel before the altar of divine love blazing within the heart center. Listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance and respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. The key factors in humanity's ultimate awakening involve the remembrance of our oneness with all life and the healing of the atrocities that we have inflicted on the bodies of Mother Earth. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to heal humanity's separation from God and the body of Mother Earth. If this were not the case, your I Am presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. The greatest need of the hour is for awakened light workers to join hearts and minds as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of the violet flame that will transmute the surfacing negativity and reinforce the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. The reason the Company of Heaven has assured us that the cataclysmic earth changes that were originally predicted are no longer necessary is because they are aware of the heart commitment of you and me and the millions of people all over the world who are willing to invoke the violet flame on behalf of humanity and Mother Earth. Yes, indeed, we are the ones that we have been waiting for. Know that the light is infinitely more powerful than fear. Consequently, one light worker focusing effectively on the light, invoking the violet flame, can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. Now, in addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given a cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. They have been granted permission to amplify our unified efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. Consequently, the critical mass of heaven on earth is much, much closer than it seems from outer appearances. So join with me now as we invoke the light of God. The following invocation is specifically designed to help awakened light workers and every recalcitrant soul, and to assist every neophyte and awakened soul alike to integrate the new frequencies of divine love quickly and effortlessly. It is also designed to reinforce the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth in order to avert the potential of cataclysmic earth changes. As this force field of light is empowered each day through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, the light workers around the world will expand it exponentially, and the light of divine love and planetary healing will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. Now let's join our hearts with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and the entire company of heaven, and the legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. The immortal, victorious, threefold flame that blazes within your heart has expanded now to envelop your four earthly bodies, and the magnificent blue flame of our Father God's divine power is blazing to the left of your bodies. The magnificent pink flame of pure divine love of our Mother God that we have referred to as the Holy Spirit is blazing through the right hemisphere of your brain and the right side of your body. And the sunshine yellow flame of divine wisdom and enlightenment, Christ consciousness, the consciousness of the sons and daughters of God, is blazing up through the center of your body. The immortal, victorious, threefold flame will absorb this violet flame and project it into the world of form, into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life belonging to or serving the earth at this time. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience it individually and tangibly. But remember, we are one with every man, woman, and child, and every particle of life on earth. We are serving as surrogates on behalf of all life. Consequently, as we invoke this light on behalf of ourselves, we simultaneously invoke it on behalf of every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth. This is the invocation of the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. I am also one with my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. Now, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's violet flame of infinite perfection that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving at this time. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth is capable of receiving. The violet flame is pulsating through the immortal, victorious threefold flame within me, and it is blazing into and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that I or any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Instantly, the violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection. Now the violet fire of angels traverse this planet north, south, east, and west, and they take their strategic positions over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God reach out their great loving arms and raise up now a limitless number of people in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of God's violet flame of infinite perfection. Each of these people understand through their I Am presence the full importance of the violet flame that is now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these locations great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person, place, condition, or thing in each vicinity until humanity's miscreations are transmuted back into light and the body of Mother Earth, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, are restored to their original perfection. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, this violet flame begins to expand and expand. It merges with the greatly expanded threefold flame now pulsating through the four earthly bodies of every man, woman, and child on earth. And it explodes into a tremendous starburst, a blazing violet sun of light. This miraculous influx of the violet flame increases through every heart flame to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. In unison with the entire company of heaven and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, I invoke the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the bodies of Mother Earth. Blaze this infinite light through the elemental kingdom, through every molecule of earth, air, water, fire, and ether, until they are purified and restored to their original pristine beauty. Now, precious ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. Reinforce with great bolts of violet lightning all of the faults, the cracks, the fissures, the tectonic plates, and the wounds created in the body of Mother Earth through nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and every other human affliction. Now, blessed ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every person reflects a reverence through their behavior patterns of every facet of life on earth. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all of the youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination, wisdom, and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained through every institution. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religions and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, acceptance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest through the oneness of all life. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, healing, compassion, and vibrant health are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution, all law enforcement personnel, every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into vibrant health, eternal youth, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower the elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained manifest reality for every human being. And finally, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in through and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical body. And I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my four earthly bodies as I go about the business of my day. Beloved ones, thank you for the light you are adding to the world. Please join with us again next week as we expand our activity of light and our chalice of light, adding to the light of the world with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Have a wonderful week. This is Patricia Coda Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.